so many good people struggling? Why are so many people good struggling? Like, good people, good morals, good values. They're putting in the work, they're grinding, but they're not getting the results that other people are getting. It's very frustrating, discouraging, even depressing for some people to see how much time and effort that they're putting into things, yet they're not getting the results that they want. Because we know at the end of the day, like, life, the economy doesn't really reward us for our good effort, right? It rewards us for our results, what we produce, the value that we bring. So a lot of times, you know, as high performers, we have all these things that we have on the table, all these plates spinning, right? All these things that we want to accomplish. And because we don't have things set up right, you know, we don't have the right mindset, the right behaviors, the right habits, the right systems, the right techniques or tools or things that will help us to win. Because we don't have these things set up, what happens? We get stressed out, overwhelmed, frustrated, disappointed, depressed. We get burnt out because we don't have the right mindset, the right systems, all these things that I know, that I have experienced for myself. You know, I know myself, I didn't grow up in a way where somebody taught me how to win. Somebody taught me how to set up my day, what success even is, how to set a goal, you know, how to use different things like block timing or, you know, scheduling things out using, you know, different tools or like CRMs or things like that to help me to win in the different areas of my life, to be more productive. You see, something that I have learned in the last 20 years as I've been mentoring, coaching, training, building businesses in over 25 nations, I learned that no matter where you are in the world, how successful you are, what your goals are, what industry you are in, all of us, we deal with personal stuff, right? We deal with like the energy we need to generate, with the results we need to accomplish. And a lot of times we need to do it like as we are trying to balance all of our personal stuff out too. It's the same story for all of us, right? And we all have the same amount of time. So how can we be more productive? How can we get all these things done, but yet not burn out, not stress out, not put all those things that matter to us on the side so long where they suffer? Where maybe you are putting, you know, you're focused on your work and now your family is suffering. Or you're focused on your family and now your work is suffering. And while you're focusing on both of those things, your own health and your own, you know, peace of mind is suffering. You know, so there's a lot of different things where we're trying to keep this balance and not burn out. So it's really important to have, you know, a certain blueprint when it comes to these different areas. So that way we make sure we're keeping the main thing and not getting distracted and wasting time and energy in things that are not going to produce the results that we want. But if we don't have a clear blueprint, that means we don't have clear targets in those areas. And you can't, you know, if you don't have a target, you're not going to hit it, right? So you and I need to create a clear blueprint for all the most important areas of our lives. So that way we can make sure, ensure that we're getting the results that we want at the level that we want it. So this is why I put together this book called The High Level Performer Blueprint, How to Reduce Stress and Burnout. So let me read you the back right here, and then I'll get into a couple principles here just to give you guys some value as high performers. Okay, so high level performers desire to get things organized and clear in order to create growth while reducing stress. See, if you have big goals and you want to progress effectively for a long period of time without burning out, this book is perfect for you. The High Level Performer Blueprint will help you to align and achieve more inside your business, your family, and your relationships and experience immediate long-term results. It's time for you to create a clear understanding of yourself so that your level of commitment and courage rises along with your confidence, achievement, and what we're looking for is what? Results. It's time for you, for your business, to stop owning you and for you to start owning your business, owning your life, and living your fullest potential. And that's my promise as you read this book. That's the back right there. So let me kind of read a couple things from you. I'm just going to kind of just go through the book, okay? I'm just going to kind of flip through the pages and then randomly stop. And let's see what kind of thing has come in here, okay? So I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. All right. So this is on a section for, okay, this is on chapter 6, Leadership and Team Mastery. You see, in this book, let me give you some of the table of context here so you can see how many different topics it hits when it comes to helping you to create a blueprint and what matters, right? So we talk about, you know, why, first of all, why high-level people like you and I, why we burn out. It's good to understand why so we can avoid that, right? So I'm going to get into why you burn out, how to build high-level momentum. Where does momentum come from? Not just the motivation, but momentum of results. We start to like having this snowball of results and wins. How do we create that? And what messes up our momentum? Then the next chapter gets into numbers don't lie. See, if you don't measure it, you can't manage it. And if you don't manage it, you can't grow it. And there's so many things in our life that are important to us, but we're not treating as important as we should because we're not even tracking it. We're not even, you know, we're not measuring if what we're doing there is working or not. So how do we know if we should change it or optimize something, right? Next thing I get into, okay, you need to have a blueprint for what? Your self-development. Because again, your personal skills are the multipliers for everything else. When you get better, everything gets better, right? When you get better, you build your skills, your relationships get better. When you build your own skills, develop your capabilities, your work gets better, your business gets better, your parenting gets better. It all begins to multiply because you're developing self. So have a self-development blueprint. A big part of that is having a blueprint for your health and your energy. You know, your health and energy is really important for everything you do, right? All your goals. So you need to have a clear blueprint to make sure that's an important thing. Another thing is when you're growing, when you're scaling, whether it's your family or career, this is where I'm going to share right now. This is the next chapter where I talk about leadership and team mastery, right? The next things I get into is the art of relationships, the dark art of influence. These are different topics. But right now I'm going to share a couple, you know, principles for you in chapter 6, leadership and team mastery. This is page 94, 95. I'm just going to give you some of the chapter points here, okay? So number one, how is it going? So once we begin to train our teams, we begin to build them. We already gave them clear goals. We got feedback from them. We're letting them try it out. We start to follow up with them, start to build them. You know, we start to equip them, train them, empower them with any kind of technology or things that we need. I get into, okay, here you need to understand, okay, how is it going for them? So you know how I was talking about numbers don't lie, like even for us, if you're leading a team or your family, if you're leading them, we have to know how is it going? What are they doing? Where are they going? And what are the activities that they're doing to try to help them to get where they want to go? This is us leading them. And as we know how it's going, we can start having, you know, group meetings. Let's all, you know, meet together regularly, daily, maybe 2 times a day, 3 times, depending on your team and your goals, right? They don't have to be long meetings, but your group meetings can be, you know, a 5-minute meeting, 10-minute meeting, 20-minute meeting. But it's to get your team refocused on the main goal and motivate them and ask any questions to get them to keep producing high results as a leader. Another thing is not just group meetings, but having the one-on-one meetings. This is another thing I talk about in the book where I'm like, look, as you have a your family or a team or your business or your clients or a group or a community or your church community, right? Like these are different things that you want to lead in. So know where they're at, where they're going, have group meetings, have one-on-ones where it's more, you know, closer, intimate. We start to know their personal goals, their professional goals, their financial goals, and that becomes leverage that you use to motivate them and keep them going, right? Then as you're doing that, you start to measure them, get numbers. What are they doing? How many times are they doing it? Is it working? So that way you can start to optimize, you know, giving them more feedback so you can encourage them and motivate them to produce higher results as their leader. Because as a leader, it's not just about your production now. Now it's about the production of your team. So if you want to, you know, scale, not burn out, you not only have to have your own blueprint to make sure you're good, but now you need to have this type of blueprints to make sure your team is good. So I get into all these types of blueprints in this book, the High Level Performer Blueprints, how to reduce stress and burnout. So if you guys are interested, make sure you guys look in the bio below. There is an ebook for like 77 cents. We have courses. We have, you know, a lot of content around this book that will produce immediate results in your life, your team's life, your family's life. Check it out. I appreciate you. Make sure you guys check out the podcast, a lot of different topics. Comment, share it. Bless you guys.